Sefer Breishis, story about the Avos. It's a story, and it's a few stories here and a few stories there. And the Ramban explains, Ma'is Avos Sim Labonim, that those stories that have a message forever, they're written down. The Avos were examples to us of how high a human being can go, what it takes to create a Messiah, and how to build families and how to build communities. So Avraham Avinu was unique. Ki yadati v'lamana sheyetzave es bonav es beiso achro. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw Avraham Avinu had something that other people didn't have. After all, at that time, there was shame. There was aver. They believed in Kadosh Baruch Hu. They had a yeshiva. Shiva Shem V'Eiver. Yitzchok learned there. Yaakov learned there. So, they were Balei Madrega, but they weren't Avos. And they did not create families. Avraham Avinu created a family. It was a Hemshech. V'yeshiv Yaakov v'eretz Megurei Aviv. V'eretz Kanaan. He was a hemshech of his ovos. Eved toldos Yaakov. Yosef ben Shvai Esrei Shana, hoya roes echov batzon, unar. Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonov, kiven zekunim hulo. Now if you look, in most of the official translations, it means he's born in his old age. The reason that's difficult is that Binyamin was even younger. And the difference in age between Yosef and his brothers wasn't such a big difference. And if you take a look in Unklis, Unklis says, what is Ben Sukunim Hulo? Ben Chakim Hulo. Yaakov Avinu, in order to establish a tzibur, learned Torah with his children. And of all the 12 children he learned Torah with, who was his best Talmud? His best Talmud was Yosef HaTzadik. So we're telling what establishes the deepest kesher between a father and a child, the Torah they have together. When in Kihem Chayenu, Yorich Yomenu. If Torah is the essence of our lives, and we share Torah together, we're sharing that which is most dear to us. Remember, I had a Talmud here, a good number of years ago. His father was a lawyer, a very successful Manhattan lawyer. Son's coming home from yeshiva, and he wants to share with him that which is the most important thing in his life. Now, this man was crazy about the New York Yankees. He says, the day after you come home, we're going to go to a Yankees game together. Now, the problem is, this boy, after learning yeshiva for a while, it was the last way he thought about connecting with his father. So we're seeing a Yankees game together. His father did not say, ah, we're going to go to a Yankees game together. You connect with people. A true friend is someone you connect with your essence. A parent and a child. A parent wants to create and replicate himself with his child. And he looks at his essence. Essence is Torah. So we share Torah together. It's the same Hemshah. Yaakov Avinu comes back to Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Vayishlach. After he confronts Esav, Vayoshev Vayomahu Esav Ladarko Seiro, Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. Yaakov went to the city of Sukkos. Even though bias, and he built a home for himself. Mechmeo also Sukkos, and for his flock, built Sukkos. Al kein Korshem Hamokom Sukkos. Why? Maybe Korshem Hamokom bias. Why Sukkos? What's so important about this bias? I don't understand. Yaakov is coming from Haran, and he's on the way to see Yitzhak Avinu. And finally, when he gets there, since he came, he comes to Yitzhak Avinu. And that's for Yaakov or Yitzchok of Mamre Kiryas Arba he Chevron. No way to Chevron. But comes to a place, builds a bias. So why bias is a permanent structure? Sukkah is a temporary structure. Why is he building permanent? So Targum Yonin says, what is this bias? It's a base medrash. It's a base ulpan. It's a mokum kavua for limud haTorah. So Yaakov is going to have to spend a few months there. So he's not building homes for his entire family, no. But to show the chashivas of Torah, when he's building his family, his children are now coming back to normal life. They're out of Beis Lavan. So what does he do? Beis Medrash, we have to have a serious place for Beis Medrash. This is how we're building our lives here in Eretz Yisrael. Because chashivas to the way you built your life. Later on, when they move to Mitzrayim, Yehuda Shalach Ofan of Goshna, the Horos. What does that mean? That says Rashi, name of Chazal. They're coming to a brand new place. Yehuda's coming, and what is he doing? He's setting up a yeshiva building for everyone to be able to learn Daven together. The home is all, the figure homes there in Goshen. It has to be a mokum kavua for limud haTorah. That's how we're going to build our lives here in Mitzrayim. Just like Yaakov, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, had to have a mokum kavua for limud haTorah. When they came to Mitzrayim, they had to have a mokum kavua for limud haTorah. He taught his children Torah, Avram. Yitzchak taught his children Torah. Yaakov taught his children Torah. And later on, when Yosef's in Mitzrayim, Yosef's in Mitzrayim, 22 years, and all of a sudden he reveals himself to his brothers, and he tells his brothers, and Yosef. Now they have to go back. Maru. Alu Alavi. Go back to my father himself. Tell him, I'm still alive. So what's the message going to be? This horrible person that we've been talking about this entire time, this ruler of Egypt, is who? His son Yosef. This is what Yaakov dreamed about, his Ben Hakim. He's going to be the tyrant ruling Mitzrayim, a part of Egyptian royal society. That's something for Yaakov to be happy about? Obviously not. Yaakov's whole dream was he would have Yud Bei Shiftei Kod that would follow in the Derech of Avraham Avinu. So how did Yosef send him the message? You know, I'm still the same Yosef who left you 22 years ago. I was 17 years old and now I'm 39 years old. I left 17. A mature adult running all of Mitzrayim. But I'm the same Yosef. Same ideas, the same ideals, the same goals. So it says, Vayaris HaGolos. He told him the same sugya we were learning when I left you. The sugya Rebbe Rufa, I'm still learning the same Torah, I'm still learning. The whole 22 years of Mitzrayim, I've been learning the same Torah you gave me. There's a Hemshech HaDorah, there's a continuation. What kept Yosef, after all? Just imagine Yosef's position. He's 17 years old, his father's favorite son. He's sold into slavery by his brothers, becomes an Eved, going from nobility to avos. For life today, he needed a whole staff of 10 psychologists just to deal with this whole situation. And what is he doing? He's in Mitzrayim, remaining the same Yosef. How do you do that? By the Hemshech HaDarius of learning the same things with Yaakov that he's learning the entire time with Yaakov. That's how you hold on to Yiddishkeit. Interesting thing. Yaakov's in Beersheba. It's Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev in Beersheba. Yitzchak Avinu sends Yaakov to Beis Lavan. Now, Beis Lavan, at best, is a challenge. At worst, it's a disastrous challenge. Who is Lavan? Not only an Oved Avodah Zarah, he's a wheeling, dealing, devious, and dishonest businessman beyond description. And Yaakov's Yishtom Yosef Aholim. And he's going to build a family, live for 20 years in Beis Lavan. So what does he do? He goes to the yeshiva of Shem V'Ev. Well, what's wrong with the yeshiva of Yitzchak Avinu? Also find yeshiva in Beis Lavan. Two very different yeshivas. Very different. Vayeshiv Yaakov, the Eretz Megurei Aviv. What is Megurei Aviv? So the Medrash says, Avraham Megaya Gerim, Yitzchak Megaya Gerim, Yaakov Megaya Gerim, Megurei Aviv. Had an open home, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu taught Torah to everybody. A very open home. Shem Ve'ev was a closed society, people. So Yaakov says, if I'm going to build my house in Beis Lavan, so I spent 14 years learning Torah in a total immersion in Torah. That's how I'm going to have the ability to stand up to Yaakov Avinu, and to Lavan. And become a Yaakov Avinu. By the time he's on the way to Haran, he reaches the Madrega of the Bechir Shavavos. But he needed an atmosphere of total immersion in Limud HaTorah. That's the way he could build a home to continue the ideals that Yitzchak taught him. Avram taught Yitzchak, an unbelievable Madrega. And in that unbelievable madrega, we zocher to be on the Mizbeach for the Akedah. But then after the Akedah, when Avraham Avinu finished, says, Vayoshev Avraham el Na'arav, Vayakum Vayachum Yachtum Ober Hashem. So the Medrash says, V'Yitzchok Heichan Hoya, where's Yitzchok? He went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'er.
Why?
He knew. He reached an unbelievable madrega to Akedah. He has to do something to hold on to that inspiration. Hold on to that madrega. How do you hold on to a madrega in Yiddishkeit? Chazal said he went to an area of also Be'er Sheva, down the street around the corner. It was a whole different atmosphere. An atmosphere of total immersion in Torah. That's how I hold on to. That's how I hold on. Even that Torah is a mitzvah. But it's the way we hold on and develop our inspiration to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the way we solidify it within ourselves so we can pass it on to the next generation. It's the way we connect with the generation. The next generation connects with us. That is, we share our deepest identity. And if you want to build a family, as Yaakov Avinu did when he came to Eretz Yisrael, if you want to build a large, extended family, a nation, as Yaakov Avinu wanted to do when he moved to Mitzrayim, in all senses, around the military. That's what Chazal tells time and time and time. Chaim Valoshin writes, Nefesh HaChaim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is le'ela le'ela mikol b'chosa v'shirosa tush b'chosa v'nechamos. We don't, he's beyond our understanding, beyond anything. And for us to relate to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can only do it in this world's terms. And doing it in this world's terms, how do we do it? So we have the greatest chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Torah. When my mind thinks about Shor, Bor, Esh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world that has to run according to certain rules, I connect my mind with Das Elokim. I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I want to build who I am, and who I am is an Eved Hashem, we do it through Limud Torah. That's how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we build our families, revolving around our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we build our tzibur, revolving around. And when Yaakov gave everything over to Yosef, Yosef, I'm still holding on to it. If Yosef experienced an unbelievable nesoyim, and you go to the Medrash describes in detail everything that happened. It's a superhuman nesoyim. After us, he's a young man in slavery, and she offers him everything in the world. And stand up to the science, not easy. Don't believe in the science. And so what? How do you stand up then? Yosef Shaw, at that time, Maron Saita says, the image of Yaakov Avinu was there. He hasn't seen Yaakov in a while. Why did that image come? If there wasn't that deep kesher built around Torah, he couldn't still be holding on to Yaakov Avinu. But he's still learning the same Torah he learned with Yaakov Avinu. Holding on to the image of Yaakov Avinu through the Rashi and the Tesis, etc. So at that moment, he saw the image of Yaakov Avinu in front of him. He's been able to open this up. There are genuine relationships A Torah relationship is a genuine relationship. But when does it become a genuine relationship? When it reflects who are you. And when two people share that, they share a genuine relationship. I'm an American, came to live in Eretz Yisrael. How did I establish a kesher with people? I barely spoke the language at the time. I developed a lot of very close friends. Why? Because that who and what I was, what they were, we shared that in common. Even though they never heard about the baseball I played when I was a teenager, or the basketball, or the football, or the hockey, whatever I played once. But we shared the essence of who and what we were. And once we shared the essence of who and what we were, so we could connect to each other in a deep and serious way. When I look back, my age, my friends of 50 years ago, 55 years ago, who did I remain a genuine friend with? And that's a friendship that's gone through my entire life. People I connect to in Torah, because that reflects who I am, who they are. We shared our deepest essence together. Some people's deepest essence is baseball. Some people's deepest essence is making money. And their relationships are around money. A Jew's deepest essence is around Torah. And since it's around Torah, so he has to. That is how he makes those serious relationships. Generations. In many ways, I'm named for my grandfather. I never knew my grandfather. Someone asks me about my grandfather, I can tell them a lot about who and what my grandfather was. What's the kesher I have with my grandfather? That I know all of his Torah, all of it, many of his Torahs. And that idea of defining himself through Torah that was passed on to me is something that's so much a part of me that I, in many ways, I knew. I know. The others of the office. But there are examples to us of building a home, building a family. And Chazal are very, very, very clear their tool that they used. That's Limud HaTorah. What Limud HaTorah was at that point, we don't know. They've been different from us, so who cares? Same idea of what Torah is about. Sharing your spiritual essence with someone. Someday, people get married. I sit very often with Talmidim. And before they go on to Shidduch. So what's marriage? Marriage is a shutfus. That we want to build the same life together. Two people from two different angles. You know, my wife, I can't share with her my habon of the Rashba I had today. But the value of Torah is to me, the value is to her, we share in common, that's we could build a family together. Because we share our ruchnius life in many ways together. That's how you relate to children, relate to grandchildren. And you do it by defining who and what you are. Interesting, we just put out, covered the yeshiva dinner on Sunday, a quintus of alumni. Because one of the things, the hashpah we've had on people, is they continue learning Torah seriously, very seriously. Even when the different aspects of life, doctors, dentists, lawyers, businessmen, computer programmers, now, and all of a sudden, 150, I never dreamed so many. But even those who did and those who didn't. So yeshiva has this by, I think, 1,100 alumni, maybe, something like that. So the overwhelming majority keep learning to her very, very seriously. Some said, you know, I needed the extra machayev to sit down and work it out and put a dollar print. I said, fine, you didn't have, now you have a whole year to prepare for that machayev. It doesn't mean they weren't learning. Learning seriously, very seriously. Was for anything, total immersion in Torah while you're here is set out to achieve. It's one thing. Totally immerse yourself in learning in Torah till that becomes who and what you are. Sunday night at dinner, I'm talking to the alumni of the yeshiva, and they're in every area of life. I quoted two things, an Eglei Tal and a Mechilta. Interesting, the Eglei Tal, who is a book, he never doesn't quote the Mechilta. Mechilta says that's a very strange question. Parshas B'Shalach says, Donoch Melukim Derech Eretz Plishtim Kikarofu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to keep Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years. Why? We all know why 40 years. Mechilta says something else. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take them straight to Eretz Yisrael. This one's going to his Sada, this one is going to his Kerem, go to his vineyard, his fields, his orchards. Turn him out to Hale. They're going to stop learning. Ma'asa. Kadosh Baruch Hu put them in the middle for 40 years. Now what did they do for 40 years? Food, it says, he gave them money. To get water, he gave them Mayber. Clothes, they didn't have to worry about it. Housing, they didn't have to need. Parnassah, there's very little to do there in the middle of the Midbar. Stuck in a Midbar. So when they liked it or not, what did they do? Every morning they got up, Moshe Rabbeinu said a shir. And then there was a chazor shir, and a chazor shir. Four times, they went over the same shir. Next day, Moshe Rabbeinu said another shir. Says Acha Torah Nivlo Be'evarim. Torah was absorbed into their bones. Now you can go to your farms, to your vineyards, to your orchards, to whatever you're going to do, and I know you're going to keep a connection to Torah. Because Eglei Tal is classic, the introduction to his classic sefer. And Shabbos writes, when does Torah become a susan v'simcha? It's a person's greatest joy in life. It's nivla b'domo. It's in his blood. And it becomes him. And that happens through Limud HaTorah, immersing yourself in Limud HaTorah. And that's going to carry throughout life. I was sitting, it was 2 weeks ago, Motzei Shabbos, I was sitting with a Talmud of mine. It's a doctor in Munson. And we're talking about Sparnosa there. And he tells me, you know, the lessons I learned in yeshiva, it's in my blood. I still feel I'm there. And then he began to tell me all the shilas the past few weeks he had in his medical practice. Why did he think in those terms? But if Torah is in his blood, everything he was doing, was it maybe this way, maybe that way? Of course, this is a high-quality doctor. But he thought of everything in a very Torah-dic way because it's in his blood. And that happens through an immersion in Torah. Immersion in Torah changes the person, uplifts him. And it's how you build ksharim, honest ksharim with people. And that reflects who and what you are. It's how you build a Torah-dic family. Any of my Talmidim, I tell them, Think about what I should do if I'm born. Learn with your children. Learn with your children. Whatever age, have a say to learning. It makes an honest, deep connection. Much more honest, deep connection than playing baseball with your children. Yaakov Avinu, of his 12 sons, the one he connected the deepest with was Yosef. Why? He was his best Talmud. That shows unbelievably what Torah viewed, proper connection between the father and the son. And that only happens when a person builds himself through immersion in Torah. One of the reasons we have all these crazy rules, Torah's motion, is I want you to experience sometime in life what it means to immerse yourself in Torah. Immerse yourself in Torah. Until it's in your bones, it's in your blood. Maybe a shiva someday. Maybe a machanach someday. Maybe a doctor, lawyer, businessman someday. It's very different in Torah's in your blood. It only gets there, and the Mechilta says, when you're totally immersed in it for a certain period of time. Just think about that. Afternoon say is hard, this is hard, that's hard. But there's an end goal. That end goal is for you to become one with Torah. And then, in the words of the Eglintal, then it becomes a sotsen, a simcha, and a tainu. Unbelievable degree.